children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Do 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 do.
Welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. We are going to have some fun tonight, and as usual, I'd like to tell you all, especially if you're new listeners, that the wonderful sponsor of our show is Hydramay Skin Nutrition, and if you haven't tried it, please do. It's very inexpensive. It's organic, all-natural skincare, and it's really fabulous, and the lady who produces it comes from her heart. And that's why it's inexpensive and it doesn't cost you $400 a jar. So please do give that a try. And tonight we are really lucky because if you tuned in a few weeks ago when I did a meditation with a different way of kind of getting to your subconscious, the guy who came up with that, Dr. Noah St. John, is on with us tonight. And so if you have questions, get your dialing finger ready, you know, so you can call in and ask him your specific questions, how-tos, and things like that. And he's going to enlighten us on the whole process and how he came about it and all that stuff. So welcome to the show, Noah.
Well, it's great to be here, Valerie, and I'm thrilled to be here.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. I know everybody was just so blown away when I first told them about your book and about some things that you had discovered. So why don't you go ahead and give a bio about yourself and then just launch into what you're going to be talking about and how this all came about.
Sure. Well, I have a new book out, which is called The Secret Code of Success, and the subtitle is Seven Hidden Steps to More Wealth and Happiness. Basically, what I'm showing, Valerie, is that there is a really big difference between how to succeed and how to let yourself succeed. And I know that sounds kind of crazy, except to the millions of us that it doesn't. So Basically, I'm showing why there are so many smart, creative, talented people out there, people who spend a lot of money on different self-help programs, which I call shelf help, because that's where it usually ends up, on the shelf with all the other stuff you bought. People who spend a lot of money, and they're still driving down the road of life with one foot on the brake. So what I show you with the Secret Code of Success, it's a system that enables you to end the symptoms or behaviors called self-sabotage or fear of success or your foot on the brake syndrome. And please notice what I just said. Those are behaviors. Those are symptoms of a deeper problem. Every other teacher who's talked about this issue, and, you know, there have been many teachers who talked about it, have really treated the behaviors, but they've not treated the root cause. This is the only system that's actually treating the cause, and that's why when you, of course, you remove the cause, the behaviors go away. That's why we're seeing really, really amazing results in people's lives, in their businesses, in their relationships, you know, which I can tell you a few stories here tonight, as many as you like. So really, that's really what we're talking about tonight.
Yeah, no, everybody loves stories, me included. And so I know that we're all looking forward to that. And I have to say, listeners, that I have read Noah's two books, the Great Little Book of Affirmations and then The Secret Code of Success. And Noah, you know, you write the same way that I do, which I thought, it just cracked me up as I was reading through it. I was like, man, this is like I'm talking to myself here. Except you had keys, you know.
So thank you, Billy. That's very nice. And I really love when people say, you know, no, it's just like you're standing there talking to me, and that's why I do all the exercises you tell me to do, and people come up to my seminars all the time, and they go, you know, yours is the only book I ever did the exercises in. No, I've got a whole shelf full, and yours is the only one I ever did the exercise, which I'm thrilled to hear that.
Yeah, that's awesome, because you're presenting a blueprint for people that, you know, do this and this and this, and you will have success, and I'll get into my own stories with this a little bit later, but I have to say, it has just really quantum leaped me, and I have a quantum leap chamber, you know, so mm-hmm. it was really interesting to see the change that happened instantaneously, and you talk about that in your book, about how you actually feel it within yourself as soon as you state this thing in the correct manner. So mm-hmm. I thought that was quite interesting, and with your background, I thought, you know, you're the perfect person to really come up with that. And to kind of like put all of the pieces together. And, you know, there's lots of us that have got like one little piece of this, that, or the other, but you put them all together in a really succinct package. And so I'm pretty happy about that. But if you would, you know, tell the listeners a little bit about your background.
Well, thank you, Valerie, and I appreciate you saying that. And that is the feedback we're really hearing from so many people around the country and around the world with this teaching now and with the book, so thank you, and I'm really, really thrilled, you know, that that's your experience as well. I have I'm really privileged to work in this industry and to be able to help people from around the world in over 40 countries so far, and, you know, really help thousands of people to get better results in their lives faster, easier, and with less effort, whether that means making more money, increasing your business, losing weight, finding the love of your life, improving your personal relationships, professional relationships, selling a house, buying a house, whatever the manifestation is or whatever you call success, we've really seen amazing results. But what I wanted you to know is that it really has not always been this way. In fact, far from it. I didn't start my life in this business at all. In fact, I have a background of being the world's most highly educated underachiever. And I graduated at the time. What's that?
You're not alone there. I'm in that class, too.
Well, you know, I graduated at the top of my class and went to college on full academic scholarships and had all of these, you know, people saying, you know, wow, he's really going to be doing great things. And you would have thought that, too, if you looked at my grades and all the, you know, things that I did in high school and then in college. And then you would have been wrong, because I ended up doing a series of dead-end jobs. I was a secretary. I was a waiter. I was even cleaning toilets as a housekeeper for a while, and I kept saying to myself, how come somebody with so much education could have ended up achieving so little? And that was very frustrating. But even more frustrating was I would ask myself, you know, how come there are people who are dumber than me who have so much more money than I do? That was really annoying. You know, every time, you know, when I do my seminars, I always ask, you know, how many people know somebody who's a lot dumber than you who's got a lot more money? And everybody, of course, raises their hand. They laugh. You know, it's like, why is that? Isn't that annoying? So I just started doing what anybody would do, really, in that situation, which is just started studying how to succeed. And I read every book I could, and I didn't have a lot of money, so I'd just go to the library or whatever I could do, anything I'd get my hands on. Just, you know, I wanted more. I wanted a better life. I knew I was motivated. I knew I was smart. I knew I could do things, but it just wasn't coming together. So I started reading and studying. And then after all those years of studying and reading and really spending whatever money I had trying to learn how to succeed, the question that burned inside of me then was, how come I've spent all this money learning how to succeed and I'm still so broke? Mm-hmm. That was even more annoying. And so,
that's because you spent all the money
night,
learning to succeed.
What's that? Yeah, right, exactly. But, I mean, it just wasn't paying off. I wasn't seeing any ROI, any return on my investment. It wasn't showing nothing. I couldn't connect the dots, and it was very, very frustrating. And so one night I was at a seminar, and I had an epiphany that changed my life, and I realized exactly why I was holding myself back from the success I knew I was capable of. But even more importantly, I realized why there were millions of people just like me who had not been given the tools, the simple steps to get out of my own way, to get my foot off the brake. No one had even, I'd never read even an article about this, let alone a book. And so I realized, my gosh, I've just been given my teaching. And so I started teaching just my friends and teaching people around, and they started getting amazing results, and they started telling their friends. And so I started, I put a book together, and that came out, first one came out in 99 from the Chicken Soup for the Soul people. And then more people started reading it, and it just started to roll and roll as more and more people got better results. So really, it really kind of started by accident, but over the last, more than 10 years now, we've really been able to help a lot of people. So that's really how it started.
And, I think that what you touched on there about how you're asking the questions, which I know we're going to talk about, that's really important. And so I want to make sure that we cover that in a little bit more depth, because that's where people are stuck right now. And so I'm very much interested in going over some of the points that you mentioned in the book and letting people know, how people have changed. Like you've got some really interesting stories in the book that were so fabulous and happened so quickly. And it really is incredible. And I wish that I had known about you and known about this stuff back when you came out with it, because it would have changed my life.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what I get so many emails, from people around the world, and they go, Noah, where have you been hiding? And I'm like, well, I'm not hiding on purpose. I mean, I'm just trying to help as many people as I can. That's why I feel I was given this work, to give to the millions of people who, through no fault of their own, are holding themselves back from the success they're capable of. And like I said, I'm not just talking about money, even though, of course, these days everybody's talking about money, and that's a very, very big issue, and frustration and pain and stress and worry for many, many millions of people, as we know. But, success isn't just money. It is health and weight loss and relationships and all those other things. So, again, I don't tell people what success is. I don't say you have to drive a Ferrari or have a yacht or whatever. I mean, hey, those things are fine if you want them. But we've really been told a very narrow view of what this thing called success is. But I really don't think that's up to anybody else to tell you what success is. It's a very personal decision for each person.
Absolutely. And I think that people don't think about what success would really be for them because they're afraid to. And you mentioned about the fears in your book, too. And that's one thing I've been working on for a long time, is to get people out of their fears, because it holds them back. They never even attempt the first step. And I think what you've done with your work is you're taking the fear out of stepping into the unknown. So I congratulate you on that.
Well, thank you. And by the way, I just want to give your listeners a gift, which is if they go to secretcodebook.com, that's the website, is secretcodebook.com, you can actually get the first three chapters for free. So, if anything we're saying here tonight, if it's interesting, if it's resonating, check out the first three chapters at secretcodebook.com. It's free. Of course, if you just want to get the book, you can go to noahsnewbook.com. That's the direct link to the Amazon page at noahsnewbook.com, or of course anywhere books are sold. But again, I just want to give that gift to your listeners of the first three chapters for free, because what I always tell people is, look, if it doesn't resonate with you in the first three chapters, then don't buy the book, because that's what we're talking about. And like I said earlier, I'm not showing you how to succeed. I'm not. Because why? It's not because I don't want to. It's because I don't have to. You've already spent all the money on how to succeed. Well, guess what? You still have your foot on the brake, because nobody's shown you how to let yourself succeed. It is such a massive fundamental difference that I'm the only one talking about it. I'm the only one showing you and showing people, anybody, men, women, kids. I mean, kids totally get this. I work with 7-year-olds, 13-year-olds, teenagers, as well as CEOs, stay-at-home moms, entrepreneurs. It doesn't matter. Whatever, and also I'll just mention that, people come up to me at my seminars, they say, no, I'm making $25,000 a year. I'm really stuck. And then I had a guy come up to me and said, no, I'm only making $4 million a year. I'm really stuck. So I'm not making this up. I mean, it doesn't matter. The amount of money, you think it does, but it doesn't. It doesn't matter. So, you know, we got the gal who was at $25,000. We got her to $75,000 in less than a year. Well, we got the guy at $4 million to $40 million in 1 year. But that was after coaching with me for 90 days. So, I mean, like you said, it's amazingly, astonishingly fast when you just get your foot off the brake.
Well, yeah, and you're right. You're the only guy I've heard of that's really talking about this in this manner. And, and I mean, I got to tell you, when I first heard about this, a friend of mine told me about it. He called me up to tell me about isochronic tones and binaural beats putting people into theta. And I said, wow, that's really cool. Well, I didn't even realize I had one of those apparatuses and had it for years, you know, but I mean, I used it. I never really thought about it, you know. But I started combining your affirmations with that. And it was like, oh, my God. It was incredible. Yeah. And one of the things I noticed when I first read your stuff, I was going, wow, that's really interesting. Because I noticed in my own life, I have a talent, a gift with healing that I've always had. And so I went into the medical arena and, you know, did that for, gosh, almost 40 years now. And so I have this intuitive, whenever people would say, how is it that you're so good at this? You must have had really incredible teachers. And I go, yeah, I had a couple incredible teachers. But, you know, when people ask me, how did you know this? How come you know this and none of the specialists knew this? Mm-hmm. And what I would always say to people is, well, I don't know how. I only know that I always get these things. I always know. And I kind of dropped it. And then as I went through your book, I went, oh, my God, I've been asking myself that question. And then when you talk about how the successful people are so natural at it that they can't teach you how to be successful the way they were because they don't think that they're asking themselves the right questions. And I started thinking about people that I work with and who are always asking themselves, well, how come I'm so stupid? How come I'm such a loser? How come I can't ever do anything right? And of course, you know, knowing about all the positive and versus negative talk, I'm always going, "Ee, stop saying that." You know, how about you say something positive about yourself? You know, and people have such a hard time with that. But I got to tell you, Noah, when I did the first question for myself, I felt such a shift in my body. I mean, right to the core of my body that I actually got dizzy. And I was dizzy for about an hour. I was like, oh, wow. That was incredible. I knew something moved within me. And I've been through all kinds of stuff, Noah. I've been firewalking. I've been, you know, down in the jungle in the Yucatan, you know, doing crazy stuff like running through the jungle in the middle of the night with no shoes and no flashlight. And, I mean, you know, crazy stuff, right? But I've been doing all those things for a number of years, working at getting at the deep things in the subconscious. And I got to tell you, that's really scary, frightening stuff to have to do. Your method is so easy. Anybody could do it right now. And it works.
Well, and that's what I was saying. I mean, kids, moms, dads, CEOs, salespeople, plumbers, it does not matter. You know, what you're saying is absolutely right. And, of course, I just want to let all your listeners know what we're talking about is affirmations. Now, this is something that, as you mentioned, I discovered, invented. It's a methodology of asking empowering questions. So it's affirmations, not affirmations. Now, just briefly, everybody knows that an affirmation, right? If you ever read a self-help book, you know what an affirmation is. Why? Because everybody tells you to do them. Oh, you got to use affirmations. That's the key to success. Okay, and an affirmation is a statement of something that you want to be true, like I am rich, or I am happy, or I am relaxed. Well, you say those things like, I am rich, right? And you go, yeah, right. I mean, that's what happens in the brain. It doesn't believe you, generally speaking.
Right.
And so what the traditional teachers, of course, they said, well, look, if you don't believe your affirmations, just say it 1,000,000,000,000,000,000 kajillion times, and then you'll believe it someday. You know, that's what we were told. I mean, so if that's the only tool you were given, what else are you supposed to use? So just like everybody else, I used it because I was reading these books. Everybody told me, so okay, I'll do it. Well, they never worked for me. And I was very frustrated, like I was telling you earlier. And so I was like, man, maybe I'm just stupid. Maybe I can't do this. So I was saying all those things to myself, too. Well, I was in the shower one morning thinking about this very point. It was April 1997, and I'm thinking about this, and I realized the human mind actually operates using questions, not statements. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if I were to ask you, why is the sky blue? Why is the sky blue? Now, do you know what just happened in your brain?
I went looking for the answer.
Exactly. Now, notice, everybody who is listening and heard that question, that happened in your brain. Notice it happened without your volition. You couldn't not do it. You didn't try to do it. In fact, you couldn't help yourself. It automatically went looking and searching for the answer. So I said, well, wait a second. If the human mind is automatically starting to search for answers to questions, why are we going around making statements that we don't believe? Why don't we cut out the middleman? And I said, well, what would that look like? Well, let's see. You've got the statement or affirmation, I am rich, and your brain says, yeah, right. So what would the question be? Why am I so rich? Why do I have so much? Why am I so lucky? Why am I always in the right place at the right time? Now, when you're asking these questions, what's happening in your brain?
Yeah, it's going for the answer. And what I noticed just listening to those questions is my whole body heated up. It's like I've got a fever right now.
Me too. And I get reports of this all the time. I mean, exactly like you're saying, people get dizzy, they get excited, they also feel calm and peaceful if you're asking, like, why am I so calm? So I said, wait a second, if we were to turn these around, instead of asking disempowering questions like, why am I a loser, why am I so fat, why can't I lose weight? That's what most people are unknowingly asking, and what you focus on grows, as we all know. Well, mm-hmm. What if we flipped it around? Instead of asking disempowering questions, what if we asked empowering questions consciously that changed the questions, changed the answers, and changed our life? And as I was standing there in the shower of April 1997, I said, holy cow, I think I just invented something. And so I had to give it a name, and the name that I gave it was step one of the secret code of success, which is affirmations. And that word, by the way, well, to tell you about the word affirmation, that word comes from the Latin word firmare, which means to make firm. Now, the word affirmation, that I happen to be the person who invented that, mm-hmm. comes from the Latin word formare, F-O-R-M-A-R-E, which means to form or give shape to. So the question that I ask my audiences is, well, what if you're making something firm, but it's in the wrong form? That's called a life you don't want. Mm-hmm. Why am I such a loser? Why am I so fat? Why can't I get anything right? How come I don't have any money? Why am I so broke? Why doesn't anybody love me? Why is there more months left at the end of the money? Mm-hmm. Nobody's asking these questions on purpose, but yet they're there. They're hidden. They're subconscious. They're manifesting whether you know it or not. Now with affirmations, you can take conscious control for the first time ever. Take conscious control of the questions you're asking, change the questions, and change your life immediately.
Mm-hmm. I gotta tell you, it works.
And you've just described it. You described it perfectly. That's exactly what's happening. And so now, as you know, it's not just the brain, of course. It's the mind, body, spirit. It's all of you that becomes attuned to these questions. And now it's like, whoa, now I'm unstoppable.
Right, because what your process is doing is it's actually bringing all of yourself into alignment with the higher self. And, you know, you had a couple of things in there. I don't remember if it was in this book or in the great little book of affirmations, but you had something in there where you talked about, in the Bible it says, ask and you shall receive.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, when you said that, I about fell off the chair, Noah. I went, oh, my God. It's so simple.
Yeah. It is so simple. Do you know, when I was in that shower, the first thing, my first thought after I discovered it was, oh, my God, this is so cool. And my second thought was, oh, my God, I can't believe nobody thought of this before. It was so staggeringly simple. and everyone else missed it. I guess it took a simple guy like me to slow down and go, guys, why don't we just make it easy on ourselves? See, look, the naturals that you were referring to earlier, these people who just seem to succeed naturally, which there are many of. I mean, I call them the three percenters because it's not, you know, it's a pretty small percentage of humanity who do this, but, you know, and I'm good friends with many of them. They really don't know what they did. They just don't know, like you were describing about, you know, healing. You really couldn't tell us. Not that you didn't want to, but you honestly don't know. I've got multimillionaire friends, and they say the exact same thing. People come up to me every day, how'd you do it, how'd you do it, how'd you, and they're like, I don't know. They really don't. And so I really believe, and I mean, again, I've studied these guys, and I'm friends with them. They really actually, ironically, they actually believe their affirmations. I mean, if you go up to Donald Trump and he says, hey, Donald, you know, try this, I am rich. He goes, I am rich. Yeah, no kidding. Well, of course he believes it, you know. And most of the people teaching this stuff or who had written those books, they actually probably do believe it. So they weren't trying to be mean to us or tell us something wrong. Hey, if it works, it's for you, great. But I'm teaching the 97% of us who affirmations just never worked for or worked for in a very limited sense. With affirmations, I mean, I can't tell you the letters and emails and cards that I get just thanking me, change their life. I just got an email from a car salesman down in Florida. Now, this is with the economy the way it is, and, you know, I mean, auto especially. I mean, try picking a tougher industry. Well, he had been selling about one or two cars a month and making about $400 commission per month. So, you know, that's not a lot of money to live on. So, you know, he's getting kind of frustrated and, you know, scared and stressed. So he got the book. He started reading it. He started using affirmations. He totally got it. He'd been reading books for years and really not, again, they really didn't help him that much. And so he started using affirmations and he started affirming. Why do I sell so many new cars? Why am I so great at selling cars? Why do I sell so many cars so fast? In 2 days, Valerie, 2 days, he sold 4 new cars, 3 used cars, sold 7 cars in a 2-day period, 48 hours, and in 48 hours he made $1,800 commissions after he'd been averaging $400 per month.
Wow.
Now, I'm not good at math, but I think he was pretty happy with that increase.
Well, you know, and here's another thing, too. I've got another story you can add to your batch. I have decided in this last year with the craziness of the world that it would be wise to put my eggs in a lot of different baskets. And so I have a friend who put me onto a couple really amazing opportunities in network marketing. The first thing I said was, I am not a salesperson, and I don't want to have to sell anything. Well, and then I looked at the figures, and I went, you know what? For that kind of money, I could learn how to sell. But I haven't really had time to get into it, right? And I had signed a few people up, and I thought, okay, these are really fabulous, and people aren't getting it yet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I looked at that, and I went, okay, so it's like pulling teeth out of hens to get these things done, right? I did your affirmations, and within this last week, now I've only been doing them for about a week and a half, but within 2 days, it started, and in the last week, I signed up 10 people, just bam, and I went, holy cow.
Wow.
I even went back to people that gave me absolute solid no's that under no circumstance were they ever going to sign up on anything like that again, and I kept trying to tell them, neither one of these things is like what you're used to. These are like new heart-centered businesses that are all about helping people. And and it was wrenching my heart because I wanted to help people. And when I saw this, I went, oh, my God, what could I do to help these people? But the difference that happened was when I did the affirmations because I started saying, you know, why is it that I can sign up people so quickly and easily in these network marketing businesses and really help them to have the life that they desire? And it was like, bam, it happened.
Wow.
And you got to know, Noah, that I have failed at every other thing that I've done like that my entire life.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that story. Will you write that down for me and email that to me after the show? And just, I'd love to have that in one of my upcoming books. That's a wonderful example. That's a fantastic story. And I have so many just like that about, and And another, just for people, if I know a lot of people are interested in losing weight right now. I was working with a weight loss group, a small group over the holidays of 2008, in November, December 2008. And I said, let's do a test. Let's put the secret code of success and affirmations to the test at the hardest time of the entire year for people to lose weight, which, as we know, is the holidays. So I got a small group of people together from men and women all over the country. I coached them through the secret code, you know, walked them through the steps. They started using affirmations. Well, first, there were about 10 men and women from around the country. They lost a total during the 7-week period in November and December, the holidays of 2008. They lost a total of 122 pounds.
Wow.
While everyone else was gaining weight. My biggest winner, they should have the biggest show, the biggest loser, we had the biggest winner, was a 55-year-old grandma from Texas. She lost 24 pounds in 7 weeks. She's now down 42 pounds.
This wow.
is however many months later, because, you know, that's the ultimate test. Of course, anybody can lose weight in that amount of time and then gain it right back. She's mm-hmm. always done that in her entire life. She says, I've always lost weight and then gained it right back. Lost, gain, right? We all know that cycle.
Mm-hmm.
She's, what is this? It's now May. She's down 42 pounds, and she just keeps going, and she's not gaining, and I know she won't gain it back. And that's,
yeah, see, that's my next thing to do.
Well, that is, you know, it's for a lot of people. So, I mean, I just want, again, that's what's so awesome about the secret code of success is, what I always say to people is, look, wherever you point it, it works. If you point it at money, you start to make more money because you get your foot off the brake in making money. If you point it at weight loss, you stopping yourself from losing weight. It's not, you know how to lose weight. Everybody knows how to lose weight. It's that you're stopping yourself from doing it. You have your foot on the brake with weight loss. I get you your foot off with that. With relationships, if you're sabotaging relationships, many people are doing that. We know that. Either personal or business or both. So wherever you point it, the system works. That's what makes it the secret code of success. It's the code that people who are successful at whatever endeavor, it's what they're doing that they could never tell you before.
Well, and you know, you go through this and you point so many things out too. You have, like, on your key support question on the loving mirrors and safe havens part, you've got what actions am I willing to take?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to, if I could quote you here, if you want to be average, all you have to do is sit around, whine, and complain. Unsuccessful people complain that the world isn't supporting them enough. On the other hand, 3%ers shut up, get to work, and show other people how they will benefit from supporting them. I love that, Noah.
Thank
I was
you.
Like, this is Thank what you. I've been trying to tell some people for years. And
yeah.
and it's like, what do I have to do to kick them out of their little pity party?
Well,
get
sometimes
them to
you have to show them somebody else's book. You know, sometimes that happens. And, you know, show them the book and say, yeah, see, Noah says it.
Yeah, now I can point at you.
I'm serious. I tell people to do that. I'm like, look, I won't be there. You know, make me the bad guy. Blame it on me. No problem. Just say, hey, look, it's in the book. See?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so amazing. And like I said, I totally love this. And, you know, not only have you got everything just laid out so simply for people, but, you know, one of the things that I've been working with people with for a while now is basically how to stop the negative self-talk. And, you know, mm-hmm. it's one thing to ask the questions, but if you would, I know you have some great stories about, the, you know, how you got people to stop worrying and all this other kind of stuff. So if you would just kind of go over, how do the people that are in the negative thought pattern stop it and then get on to doing the positive affirmations?
Well, absolutely. And just so people are aware of this, again, you know, the title is The Secret Code of Success, but the subtitle is 7 Hidden Steps to More Wealth and Happiness. Now, that's every word in that is very important. There's 7 hidden steps. Again, the reason it's called the secret code of success is because it's a secret to only 2 groups of people, the people who are struggling and the people who are successful. See, even the 3%ers don't know. They could never tell you this. And so funny, when I talk with my millionaire friends, like I was telling you, you know, like I have one, I have a friend who's a 24-year-old multimillionaire. Now, it's pretty obvious that somebody like that does not have head trash. They're not holding themselves back, you know?
Yeah.
So he says that every day people come up to him, and he says, how'd you do it? And he would kept telling them, well, you got to believe in yourself. You know, think positive. You know, you just kind of say these sort of banal things, because he said, Noah, I really don't know. So now I just give him your book. I go, here's how I did it. I didn't know that, but this is what I did. Do that. So it's pretty funny. But anyway, so but again, when we look at that issue of head trash, which is that negative self-talk you're talking about, again, many people have talked about that in the past, and basically what they say is, you've got to believe in yourself. That, I mean, how many times have we heard that cliche? And by the way, I'm sure you've noticed. And, I mean, right. Once people get the book, they see, and they really get into it like you have, you see that what I do, you know, basically where I make my living is I take every cliche that you've ever read in traditional success literature, I flip it on its head. And I go, this is why that didn't really work, and here's what you can do about it. So people just love that. They go, oh my gosh. Now, hey, if you like traditional success books, you know, keep using them if you're getting those results. Again, I never say they're wrong. They're not wrong any more than a chainsaw is wrong. But if you're trying to put a nail into a wall using a chainsaw, that can be tricky. That can be very frustrating. So I'm giving you a hammer. That's all I do is I give you the hammer, and if you want to get your foot off the brake, you really should use this. It makes it so much easier for you. So
yeah,
basically,
I agree.
Go ahead. Well, thank you. And I mean, again, so all right. So they said you got to believe in yourself. Well, have you ever noticed they never tell you how to believe in yourself? I'm sitting there with the audience. You know, it's like, well, that's fine for you, but I don't believe in myself, and most people don't. So it's like, okay, it's like saying you want a house? Sure, go build one. What? Where do I start? And so what I've, you know, in my studies and my, you know, all this work that I've done, and since, you know, discovering, you know, what I discovered and the secret code and everything, and working with so many people, what I finally realized was something astonishing that I didn't even realize. Even I've been teaching this for a while, and I didn't get this till actually, you know, pretty recently. So I'm glad it made it into the book, which is that, amazingly, believing in yourself is the last thing that happens. Not the first, it's the last. The first thing that happens is someone believes in you. The second stage is you believe in someone else. The final and last stage is you believe in yourself. Now, what happened with the naturals is every one of them, without one exception, had at least one person in their life who believed in them almost more than they believed in themselves. In fact, more than they believed in themselves. And so someone actually believed in them first, but here's the key, Valerie. They've essentially always had that person. So they've never known life without someone believing in them. So when someone believes in you, and we've all experienced this, when someone sees something in you that you don't see, well, you start to say, wow, maybe I am better than I thought I was. Maybe I can do things. Maybe I do have abilities that I didn't know that I can't even see. Mm-hmm. But it takes that other person. So it's like asking Tiger Woods to tell us how he got so mentally tough. He can't possibly do that. He's just, that's how he's wired now. And sure, there's genetics and there's luck. There's all of those things involved. But the key for us, you know, those of us who weren't lucky enough to be born in that, the key is, we don't have to sit here and go, well, I didn't have people who believed in me. Well, that's fine. Neither did I. So I had to go out and find them, like most people. But actually, I was actually amazed that once I started this process, I was actually amazed to find that actually people did believe in me, but I really wasn't getting it. I wasn't listening to them. I wasn't accepting that support. And that's what so many people are doing, is unknowingly pushing away the support that's right there in their lives. So now you can take it and allow yourself to believe in yourself.
Yeah, and that's an important thing, too, the pushing away. Because when you talk about loving mirrors and safe havens and people around you that are actually supportive of you, there are people that are so deep into their negative self-talk that they will push those people away. And when people tell them, you know, I believe in you and I know you can do this and I know that you're this wonderful, amazing person, they just look at them and go, yeah, right. And they walk away and you go, wow.
Exactly. Did you know that most people have real trouble accepting a compliment?
Yeah.
Most people have a huge, really hard time accepting compliments. Do you know why that is? The reason that it happens is because you have believed your head trash for so long. Somebody's coming in and showing you a reflection that's not negative. And so you're like, well, that can't be right, because I believe it's like a record and it's been in that groove for so long, you're not good enough, you can't do it, you're no good, blah, 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 whatever it is, right? So somebody comes in and says, boy, you did a great job on that project. Man, you really nailed that. Boy, I really love how you did that. You know, you're always so positive. You're always so happy. That it's just, you always make people feel good. And you're like, well, no. You know, you're like, geez. You know, so you just diss their compliment. Well, that's because you've been listening to the wrong person, which is you.
Yeah.
So, again, that's really, and that's why I take you through this system. Again, it really does flip traditional success literature on its head. That's why the very first sentence of the book, if you remember, the first sentence is, this is not your father's success book. It isn't. This is not your father's success. And believe me, I read all of my father's success books. So, you know, they're fine. That's all good. But right now we're talking about how to let yourself succeed. How to believe in yourself. No, I've never heard anyone teach that before. The literal process, step by step, of not just the cliche, you got to believe in yourself, but how to actually get there. There is a way to do it. And anybody can do it. It's, you know, it's not automatic, it's not instantaneous, but it absolutely can happen, but you need to know the steps.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I found so fascinating. And first of all, you know, seeing as how I have a phone booth to God that I call the shower also, I know how this stuff works. And I know that we are getting more and more hints about how to be real. And you mentioned in your book, you know, that people are most afraid of being who they really are. And and that's really true. I see it time and time again. And with your book, with those simple steps, people can start working on themselves. And, you know, you talk about that one girl that was such a worrier and how she changed, like, overnight. And just by doing these simple little things of getting the mind to go around and search, and I think what it's doing when we ask these questions, Noah, is that it's really going on a search for truth. Because now the question's been posed, it has to find out what's correct.
Well, that's a beautiful thing about it, because look, you are already, this is the thing that I really want to communicate about affirmations in this teaching is, this is the amazing thing is you're already doing this. See, everyone listening to me, every human being is already doing affirmations, but they don't know it, number one. Number two, almost all the questions that most people are asking are negative or, what I say, disempowering. That is, why am I such a loser? Why can't I do anything right? Why does never, you know, why am I so broke? Why am I so fat? Whatever. That is disempowering. But guess what? If you keep asking them, whether or not you know you're asking them, and again, nobody does this on purpose, but they're there, and you might hear it or you might not, but you're asking it nonetheless, you will find reasons, because that's how your brain is wired. It is wired to ask and search for the answer to questions. So you will find that evidence. Why am I so fat? Well, because I eat too much. Well, because I never exercise. Well, because I'm eating the wrong things and I'm eating too late at night. I'm not drinking enough water. Whatever it is, you see, there, I answered it. Okay. But what if you start to say, why do I lose weight so easily? That's what Judy, the biggest winner that I told you about earlier, she lost 24 pounds, now down 42 pounds. Right? She started just very simply changing the question. Why do I lose weight so easily? Well, let's see. Well, because I exercise, because I eat right, because I don't drink. I mean, I drink a lot of water, because you see what I mean? So when you find it, you're just redirecting what you're already doing. It is in your power now. Now, you have to have heard about this before, so you have to know about affirmations, as you said. You know, if you don't know, how are you supposed to know?
Right.
So that's why it's my job to keep telling everybody until everybody gets this. Well, thank you. And I mean, you know, my vision here, my plan is to have affirmations in the Webster's Dictionary by 2011. That's the plan, because, you know, with a name like Noah and Noah Webster, you know, I gotta be in the dictionary. So I mean, gotta change the dictionary. So. But really, and you know, get on Oprah and all those types of things. So those are the kind of things that I affirm for all the time, you know, and taking action to do. But you see how, look, you can direct your own thought now that you've heard about it. If you haven't heard about it, of course, you feel like you can't. But now you can. Once you've been illuminated to this, you can never go back. So the great thing is it's free. You don't have to spend any more money. You don't have to go around to somebody. I mean, the questions that are in your head are in your head. Now, I have tools to help you, like the book, you know, like courses. I also have a thing at iaform.com, which is my iaform audios, at iaform.com, iaform, like iTunes. And I listen to them. I'm listening to them right now. See, they're iaform audios that have empowering questions going, set to inspiring music. You can be doing anything you want, anytime, day or night. You can be driving, sleeping, watching TV, eating, answering your emails, and they're empowering questions that are changing your subconscious thought patterns. I've had people use these affirmations, and like I said, you know, I mean, like the fellow in Florida, I mean, who, I don't know what the difference is from $400 in a month to $1,800 in 48 hours. That's, I don't know, a 5,000,000% increase. I don't know what that is, but it's pretty amazing. So, you know, again, that's what it can be, or losing weight or relationships or whatever it is. But again, you don't have to buy those things. It's free. So just change your thoughts. But this can just help strengthen what you're already doing.
Yeah, this is amazing stuff. And I also read in there, I think, that that the longest it's taken anybody to have the changes they're asking for was 90 days. Is that correct, or was I dreaming?
Well, look, I have had people double and triple their income in 90 days. I've had that happen many, many times. And mm-hmm. I mentioned, you know, my friend who was, you know, a coaching student who went from $4 million to $40 million in 1 year after he'd been stuck. Uh-huh. For many years. That took 90 days of coaching. He didn't go from 4 million to 40 in 90 days, but it was only 90 days of personal one-on-one coaching with me.
Uh-huh.
So, and then he just was able to explode because he got his foot off the brake. That's the coolest thing about this program, is that you already are driving down the road of life with one foot on the brake and one foot on the gas. Well, if you just look at this very logically, if we just get your foot off the brake, we don't even have to step on the gas any harder. So
yeah.
You are just going to go there. You're going to get wherever success is to you faster, much easier, and with far less effort than you're doing now. I had another woman, you talk about direct selling or multi-level marketing. I work with tons of companies and individuals and that. We had one woman who came to me. She was really, really working hard, really, really applying herself, really spent a lot of money. She was making $5,000 a month in group sales. So she was doing okay. That was, you know, not her take-home pay, but group sales. So that was really good. But she's like, I know I'm capable of much more. So she came to me. She took my interactive study course. She got into my platinum mentoring program, which you can find all about at secretcodebook.com. But she started just basically doing everything. I coached her for 90 days. In 90 days, she went from $5,000 a month in group sales to $75,000 a month in group sales. This took less than 90 days, but here's the key, Valerie. She did it while working less than she was at $5,000. In other words, she was earning $75,000 per month in group sales, working less than she was doing at $5,000. You're like, well, that's impossible. Really? Think about driving down the road with your foot on the brake, and think how hard you have to step on that gas. Now get your foot off the brake. How hard do you have to step on the gas to go that fast or a lot faster? You
yeah.
see what I'm saying? So it exactly works like that in the human realm as well. That's what just is so amazing. That's why people get very excited about this teaching.
Well, like I said, I got excited because, you know, my experience in life was that I was always a failure at doing that, and I hated the whole sales thing. You know, it's
sure.
different for
sure.
the brain than you use for medicine and metaphysical stuff. And so I had really hated that. And when I saw it work in my life in the fabulous way that it did, it shocked me. Because, you know, I'm you know, younger than 70, but older than 20, you know. And and so I've got, like, you know, 40, 50 years of experience out there, you know, trying to do these things. And I always said, you know, well, you know, I just that's not my talent. And, you know, I've tried and never worked. And then this friend of mine who is a salesperson said, shut up and listen to me. You're never going to see anything like this again. This is, like, amazing. And I said, okay, and I trusted her. And and then when I got the affirmations, I went, holy cow. It was like, talk about taking the foot off the brake. When I took the foot off the brake, Noah, I realized that the foot was, you know, pedal to the metal on the gas.
That's wonderful. And it already is there. That's the lovely thing about it. And mm-hmm. so that's why I love, you know, hearing success stories, you know, from students, from people who've read the book, and I get them every day, and they just, you know, it's like it just confirms what we've been doing, which is really, really helping people get better results faster, easier, and with less effort. And once you get your foot off the brake, you really know what it's like to live like that. And really what I say is you really can be a natural. You absolutely can. But the funny thing is you can't really listen to them. Not that you shouldn't listen to them, not they're saying anything wrong, but the real stuff that they're doing is precisely what they can't tell you and exactly what you need.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and it's like the whole, you know, hanging around with negative people thing. I can tell you that most negative people are busy asking themselves why they're such losers, why things are not working for them, you know, how come, you know, this doesn't happen for me when it happens to these other people. And you know, I've been around enough of them to where I got to the point this last year where I said, I've had enough. I don't want to listen to these right. people anymore because sure. I choose to go in a different direction. And mm-hmm. And I was looking, actively looking for something else that would quantum leap what I was doing. And, you know, what helps me is I told you briefly about the quantum vortex chamber. But what I do with that is I go in there and it's a space of no obstruction. And so I go in there and I say, show me the next step of whatever it is that I'm working on at that point. And that's how I find all of these amazing things, because when I say, show me the next step, or, you know, how do I get to the next step, or anything like that, where I start asking the questions, that's when everything opens up and these things like sort of miraculously appear. And mm-hmm. I get these opportunities and I find out the answer. Maybe it's only a piece of the answer. You know, it might be there's 10 parts to it, but I find the first piece of the answer. And the next time I go in, I say, all right, show me the next step. And then I get the next piece of the answer. And so what I found with your affirmations is that it quantum leaped that whole thing, because now it's more specific. It's like putting a laser beam on it instead of the old-fashioned flashlight that doesn't really, you know, concentrate the beam.
Right. Well, it is, and that the mind is a very... Dr. Ernest Holmes, who's the founder of the Science of Mind, mm-hmm. had a really, really very accurate quote, which was that directed thought is more powerful than undirected thought. We are all succumbing to our undirected thought, which is our subconscious, but the conscious can direct the subconscious. So again, you don't have to worry about what's going on in your subconscious mind. All you have to do, using affirmations and the other steps of the Secret Code of Success, you can actually just direct what you're already doing. And again, not only does it not take more energy, it actually takes less time and energy than what you're already spending now. And as we all know, especially nowadays, we all want to get more done with less money and less time. And that's what, you know, people have really been able to do. So it's really very powerful.
Yeah, I agree totally. I mean, I'm always looking for ways to get more done with less energy and with less effort and money. And I got to say that this doing this, the more that I've done the affirmations, and I've just started, so you know, mm-hmm. I haven't even gotten to 2 weeks yet. But just
and you've already signed up 10 people. I mean, after yeah. never doing it before, I mean that's wow. I really want to use that story. So. Please,
oh, yeah,
that.
I'll
that
tell you.
Really
I mean,
cool.
that was like a miracle, Noah.
That's amazing.
I mean, you know,
I
was lucky before if I signed up one or two people. And previous to this, I had signed up a couple people, but they weren't going anywhere. And nothing was happening. And then since I started the affirmations, it's not just me, but the other people are starting to wake up. And we're starting to do some things together. And what's happening is they're starting to see the vision. Because my vision mm-hmm. is not that I'm going to go buy a mansion someplace, you know, on my private island. My vision is, how can I create something on the earth that is going to help more people? You know, how can I create self-sustained communities? How can I create, you know, places where people can learn how to do this kind of stuff, where they can mm-hmm. they can forget about all of the old world and move into what we're really moving into as a species, which is really to go up to another dimension. You know, mm-hmm. and how to be the citizens of the universe. That's what I'm looking at. And so, you know, as I tried to share this vision with people at first, it was like, yeah, right. And now people are going, hey, that's a great idea. I want to be a part of that.
Sign me up. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's, again, notice that it's just the same. It's, and again, it is actually less energy than you were spending before, less aggravation, less stress, and what, you know, an infinite better result. So, again, this is wonderful. And I have to say again that it is really very common. I get these stories every day from people around the world who've used affirmations and who are using the steps of the Secret Code of Success.
Oh, it's amazing stuff. And man, this hour has gone fast. Do you have a favorite story or two you'd like to share?
Well, that I do want to just briefly share that one of the 13-year-old girl who cured her insomnia in one night, one day, using affirmations. She, I actually got a phone call. I was sitting here at my desk, and the phone rang, and I picked it up, and it was a woman who had taken one of my seminars. Her name was Mary from Wisconsin. And she said that I had changed her life, and I said, really, how did I do that? She said, well, my daughter Stephanie is 13, and she has been an insomniac for, I think, since she was 9, and she just could never, ever get to sleep. She had to sleep in their parents' bed, you know, and of course, they were worried about her. They had tried, you know, different medications. They, you know, prayed over her. They were considering therapy. They just were beside themselves. They didn't know what to do. Mary came to my seminar. She heard about affirmations. She totally got it. The light bulb went on. She went home that night, taught little Stephanie how to ask empowering questions and to say, why am I safe to go to sleep? Why am I safe in God's hands? Why is everything going to be okay? Why am I worry-free? So she, Stephanie, started to ask, you know, form her own questions. She got it instantly. You know, kids are really smart.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary told me, she said, that night, that same night, after years of not being able to sleep at all, that same night, she slept fine. First time ever that she could remember, I mean, in however many years, and she says she's never had a sleepless night again.
So you know, I got to tell you that with that story, every menopausal woman that's listening is going to be doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I do at iaform.com that I mentioned. I mean, we've got one on sleeping better, on ending stress, on business success, on self-confidence, making money. So, again, on like the major areas of life, but that's why we did one on sleeping better, because a lot of people use, you know, listen to iaforms while they're sleeping, and, of course, that's a great way, as you know, with the brain waves to, you know, really even accelerate the process even faster. But I listen to them while I'm on the phone, I'm doing emails, watching TV. It doesn't matter. They're just penetrating my subconscious. So, again, it's just another tool for you, because, look, I use them every day because I don't want to take chances with my subconscious brain. So I recommend them to all my students.
It's an amazing thing that you've come up with, and I'm so grateful. And I know the listeners are, too, because this is giving them, like, it's like the light bulb over the head moment, you know? And
yeah, well, it was for me, too, when I discovered it. So I was pretty excited, and I'm really privileged to be able to do what I do, and I love seeing those light bulbs go on at my seminars and when people write to me. So, again, I'm always happy to hear from you guys. If you want to, you know, send me an email or success story, just go to secretcodebook.com, and you can contact me through the website there, or friend me up on Facebook or Twitter or, you know, all those different social media tools that we have now.
Awesome. And, yeah, if you'd give your websites again and, you know, contact information, that would be awesome.
Sure. If you go to secretcodebook.com, that's where you can get the free chapters. You can get, there's a link to get the book, or if you just, you know you want the book, just go to noahsnewbook.com, NoahsNewBook.com, noahsnewbook.com. If you want to friend me up on Facebook, that's noahnation.com. That's my, they had to set up a fan page because I maxed out of the friends, on Facebook, so noahnation.com. And that's probably enough, because once you go to Secret Code Book, you'll see all the other links there. But like I said, you can contact me there, too. And Twitter is noahstjohn.com if you want to follow me on Twitter.
Cool. Well, that has, wow, this hour just went so fast, Noah.
Well, we'll have to do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think the listeners would really love that. And
also, by the way, just, you know, I am working with a lot of MLMs, so if you want to tell the company about me. We have different readers guides and different programs that we do with MLM. So, you know, hey, I could come in and speak at the annual convention. You know, I'm happy to do that and let them know how affirmations have changed your life.
Yeah, well, the thing that's interesting about these two things I got involved with is they're more, they're not MLMs. They're actually, they're direct marketing, but they're actually like a hybrid new creature. One of them,
there isn't anything
like that that's ever happened before. The other one is so heart-centered that that basically, I mean, you'd have to really try to fail at this other one, you know. And so, I mean, they're different,
great. Really
different.
And that's wonderful.
I'm sure that they would be very interested in something like that, and I think that that would help a lot of people. So I'm definitely going to suggest that to them. And
great.
See, there's another. They're both doing conventions in Las Vegas within the next 3 months, so that could be quite interesting.
Great. Well, I'm going there this weekend, so if they're in Vegas, have them stop by. I'm actually speaking at a show in Vegas this weekend.
Which one will that be?
It's called the Wealth Summit. You can go to noahshow.com.
Uh-huh.
I've got so many URLs, it's not even funny. I know, I don't mean to be giving out all these URLs, I'm sorry, but... Anyway, yeah, noahshow.com, and that's called the Wealth Creation or Wealth Summit. And there are many really, really great speakers there, so I will be speaking on this Saturday at the time of this recording. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, definitely love to see, you know, whoever is there in the Vegas area. And, but yeah, no, you mentioned Vegas, that's why it's funny. I'll be there this weekend. I'm leaving Friday.
Wow. Very cool. Well, stick on the line until we go off the air here, if you would, Noah, and I will tell you how you can get in touch with these people in Las Vegas, because I know that they are really up for this stuff. They are so cool, and they're creating something that's really going to revolutionize the world, and they're doing it to help a lot of people. I mean, it's amazing. So I think it just fits in perfectly, and if the people that are in this company have the information that you have, the sales force and such, there's no limit to what could happen. Because it's
all right, sounds great. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. So that brings us to the close of this show. Thank you so much for being on, Noah, and please do hang on the line until we're off. And listeners, I bet you have been sitting on the edge of your seats and taking notes and going frantically to his website and everything else. And I'm telling you, it works. It's really amazing. So we have been talking with Dr. Noah St. John, who has the Success Clinic, and his new book is called The Secret Code of Success, Seven Hidden Steps to More Wealth and Happiness, and it's all about affirmations and the steps to put all of these things together to create success and happiness in your own life. So I know that you've enjoyed it. I don't have to ask that. I've seen it on the fast chat, and boy, I'm loving it. So thanks for listening. Please let everybody know, your friends, about tuning in and getting this archive, because it could change their lives. So help those that you care about. And until next week, whoops, wait a minute, I almost forgot about the Hydromay thing. Can't do that. I was too excited. Again, our show has been brought to you by Hydromay Skin Nutrition. Wonderful organic skin nutrition. Wonderful stuff. And so is the lady that created it. So please do check that out. And until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.
Do 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 do